Nothing says home quite like a white picket fence, and Jacqueline Doughty's got one surrounding her light green triple-decker. Her grandparents bought the place more than 40 years ago. Back then, they lived on the first floor.
My parents lived on this floor. This is the apartment I grew up in. And I had an aunt, one of my mother's younger sisters, who lived on the third floor.
You heard right. Jacqueline Doughty is raising her family in the same second-floor apartment she grew up in. Doughty says she always knew she'd return. She bought the home a while ago, and after her grandparents died, she moved her parents down to the first floor and set her family up on the second floor.
And my sister and her family are on the third floor.
It's dinner time, a busy time for Doughty, who cooks for everyone on the first and second floors. On this night, the meal includes a Woonsocket specialty of beef and peppers known as dynamite.
Last night we had dynamite, and my girls love dynamite, so they're going to have leftovers. And I'm going to fry some chicken and make some homemade gravy and some rice and salad and some corn on the cob for the folks downstairs.
Sitting at the kitchen table, 8-year-old Nyasia squirms in her chair, trying to concentrate on homework. She loves that she can just run downstairs and be with her grandma.
It's actually very fun living with my grandma, because I like to help her, and when she goes to choir rehearsal, she prays for us and stuff, and she helps us sing.
10-year-old Genesis says when she's a little older, she wants her grandma to teach her how to sew and knit. The two girls laugh at the idea of grandma listening to their music or trying to learn computers. But as Doughty explains, grandma is there for the girls in other ways.
No matter how cold it is, no matter how wet it is, she puts on her coat and her shoes, and she accompanies them to the church every Friday night for choir rehearsal.
Of the two, it's 8-year-old Nyasia who spends the most time downstairs.
She spends a lot of time with Grandma because Grandma gives her snacks all the time, and she shouldn't have them. So she probably spends the most time with Grandma.
Yeah, she comes in from school, and she says, "Can I have a snack?" I said, "Whatever you find, go get it."
79-year-old Ethel Doughty's family migrated to Rhode Island from South Carolina. It was a large family of 16. She's used to living around a lot of people. Over the years, family members have returned home for the reunions and celebrations. She's convinced that living in the same house has kept her family close, and she hopes her granddaughters will feel a similar bond. So she spends as much time with them as she can, pulling them close and dishing out advice.
That they need to go to school, listen to the teacher, get an education, listen to the parents, and be good to each other. And they won't have problems when they grow up.
Sitting nearby, Nyasia smiles. She's heard all this before. Back upstairs, Mom Jacqueline Doughty has heard it all too, when she was a kid. She's touched that her girls are getting the same advice she did. And if Doughty gets her way, someday she will be the grandma downstairs dispensing advice.
I'm hoping that I get to a point where they have to move me on the first floor and they will do for me what I do for her. Honestly, I really, really do.
Families for decades have filled triple-deckers across the state, and there's a rhythm to it that the Doughty family followed. The first generation buys the home and lives on the first floor. The next generation starts a family and moves into the second floor, and so on. Now, part of this pattern includes leaving the triple-decker. It's a sign that the family has made it. But Jacqueline Doughty is not leaving her triple-decker. Moving future generations of Doughtys up and down the stairs? That's her idea of success. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.